Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Enigma. This is Seth Goldstein. I am here with my business bestie, Shannon McGill. You might know her as the one, the only co-host of the Digital Marketing Dive podcast. You might know her, her insanely long social media posts on social media, talk about life and entrepreneurship and all that good stuff. But, and she's also the mother of three teenagers.
And 120 and two teenagers.
All right, 20. All right, fine. But yeah, she goes, damn good. No. Very good. Anyhow, so Shannon comes to us from just north of Columbus, Ohio, and she is a consummate entrepreneur. She's running Dine Business Consulting. She ran a fitness business back in the day. She's like the quintessential business entrepreneur person you ever meet. She's so high energy and so perky and amazing, and I adore Shannon. So let's bring Shannon on here.
I feel the same way about you. It's the reason we connected so well.
Yeah, you're so much fun. I really enjoy you and all that. And so you also have a new potential adventure ahead of you. So yeah. This is all great stuff. So I wanted to bring you on the show, Entrepreneur's Enigma, to talk to you about the puzzle, which is the enigma part of being an entrepreneur. And how there's ups, downs, lefts, rights, you know, A, B starts if you play contrary. You remember that little code. But it's so much. So let's tell everyone, who are you? And who is Shannon?
Well, so I grew up with an entrepreneur dad. Well, he was like more of a small business owner as far as he owned a body shop, right? And there's definitely a difference between an entrepreneur and a small business owner in a lot of ways. But his mind worked a lot like an entrepreneur. He was always trying to solve something, always trying to figure something out, right? And I learned that. I remember saying at one point, I will never own a small business because there's so much that goes into that, right? There's so much stress. There's so much trying to figure things out. At times, there's not a lot of stability, right? Trying to do that. And he reminded me of that when I owned my fitness company. He was like, what happened to, I will never own a small business, right? But the reality is, typically entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs at heart. And we are miserable when we are working inside of a system that forces us, right, to do it one certain way. That's not the way our brains work. And so I worked for an agency for Nationwide, and I worked with a bunch of small business owners and entrepreneurs, and I saw that over and over. But at the same time, I really, really struggled, not with the company. The company was awesome, but it, in that role of being confined by all these systems and organizations and that kind of thing, because I needed to do that, right? And so that's kind of my journey as far as where I am now and owning Diem and doing the different podcasts and those kinds of things is getting to a point where I realized internally that I need to evaluate and move forward in a way that makes sense to me and that goes with, gives me energy and gives me passion. And that is definitely an entrepreneur way. As far as I am a mom of three kids. I have at least one child who is exactly like me. He thinks just like me.
Help us world. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, lots of energy. He is very adventurous like me. But I have another one, one of my girls who thinks a lot more creatively about things as well. And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But on a personal note, I just love the adventure of life, the good, the bad, and moving through that space in a way that I can make an impact, but also realize and discover more and more who I am. And you alluded to the social media posts. That's just my hobby, I guess. I write that stuff out there and I get teased all the time about it being super long, but it's the journey that I'm walking and wanting to link arms with other people who are walking a similar journey.
It's awesome. And I'm after you to put it all that on a blog eventually where you own the content.
It's going to happen. Yes. And honestly, yes. We need to do that soon, Seth. You need to help me with that.
Yeah, I will help you get that done. But yes, definitely. So through all this journey, you needed to think about, you know, family life, you know, balancing family and balancing the business, which is still kind of family. How did you manage that?
You know, I think the thing about balance is people think about it being a constant, every day I need to balance all of this stuff. I realized that if I took a more high level view of it, it was more effective. And so what I mean by that is understanding that for 2 weeks straight, I may be working 80 hour weeks. I may not make my kids' soccer games. I may be out of sight as far as my friends, or my house may not get cleaned, right? Like, it may be like that. But then planning a week or two where I was more focused on that stuff, or, okay, I'm getting way out of balance here. I'm exhausted. What needs to happen, right? And so there's an ebb and flow to it, as opposed to it just being this static, balanced, right? But it's also understanding that there are times that it hits us upside the head, you know, whether that's exhaustion or realizing we haven't been in touch with our kids, or we have, whatever that looks like. There's times when we are smacked upside the head that we are completely out of balance. How do we bring this back to center? And so, but being kind to ourselves and understanding it's not because when that happens, it's not because we don't love our children, or it's not because we don't like a clean house or we're lazy. It's because our passion and focus has been on something else and we've been working really, really hard for it. And so now it's time to step back and turn that passion and focus a little bit on something else.
That's awesome. You know, one of your big things, you know, luckily your kids are all growing up, you know, sad but happy at the same time, because they're going to have to be good adults and whatnot. You love to travel, and you know, one of the benefits of being an entrepreneur is a lot of times you can work from wherever you're at. And if you listen to Digital Marketing Dive, Sharon's come to us from all different locations. Most recently was Orlando during a rainstorm, which was interesting. that was not sunny Orlando, Florida. That was actually our season finale of Digital Marketing Dive. That was that you were coming from rainy Orlando. But where is the most exotic place you've ever worked from as a business owner, as an entrepreneur?
It
doesn't have to be exotic. It could be like interesting.
I was going to say, it's most exotic. I haven't done a lot of international travel at this point. I'm very much, once my youngest is out of the house, looking forward to doing a lot more of that. But I've had the opportunity to take weeks at a time at different locations. And so that has been super fun for me, because I like to travel, and I also like to vacation. And in my mind, those are two totally different things. Traveling is exploring, getting to know the area, learning what's there, learning the people, that kind of thing. Vacationing is going and sitting on the beach, right? And that's awesome too. I enjoy that as well. But so I've had a couple of opportunities to be in Portland, Oregon for 2 weeks at a time. I've been in Fort Myer, Florida for a couple of weeks at times, or I was in Orlando a couple of weeks. I was in Ann Arbor, Michigan for a month. At one point, I was in Traverse City, Michigan for 3 weeks, right? And so there's been a lot. I mean, the other day, or no, it's been a while. It's been a couple of months. I wrote a post on several locations that I've been in, and I was shocked at how much I've been able to explore and go and and really just do that. So as far as it is very important to me, whatever I'm doing, that I can interweave that, right? And so working, a lot of times my day looks very similar. I get up, I work, I go through what needs to be done as far as work, and then head out to explore and sit at the bar at restaurants and carry on conversation with locals and learn about the new places the places to visit, and that kind of go hiking, kayaking, visit events, that kind of thing. But yeah. I've learned for me, that is one of my core, that has to happen in my life to make me fully effective. And I think that as entrepreneurs, us understanding that about ourselves, mm-hmm. what is it that makes us the best that we can be? And then making sure that's incorporated into our businesses.
That's awesome. I mean, I love vacation. I just got back from Outer Banks. You know, it was fun, exhausting drive home, but like I was able to work from there. Really bad at the internet, but it worked enough for me to get stuff done. Good. And it was a good time to be with family and, you know, with the kiddo and whatnot.
Right.
And what's one of the benefits I've always found is with while working as an entrepreneur, you're able to be a little bit more flexible. Like my kid's home this week, my wife's working. You know, her full, you know, 9 to 7 job, whatever you want to call it. And I'm able to say he's, you know, doing science experiments in the kitchen. I'm able to go up there if I hear a shriek and know that he's not blowing up the house. But I'm able to take that step away and not clock out or tell someone I have to go someplace. I could just go and deal with it. So it's a nice thing, you know, and I can only imagine what it's like to have teenagers, you know, a 20-something-year-old. I know you're very close to your kids, you know, and that's a good thing, but you're able to venture a little bit more on your own because they're depending on what time of the day it is, are more mature than the 8-year-old.
Absolutely. And I will say I owned the fitness company when they were much younger and it was
stationary business. Yeah.
And it was definitely, I was thankful that I was able to do that and not work a 9-to-5, you know? So I designed kids' fitness classes so I could bring my kids in, right? We had kids' yoga and we had kids' Zumba and we had those kinds of things. So my kids could be there with me and do that in a regular 9-to-5.
No. This has been great. This is great, Shannon. Shannon, where is the best place people can find you? Because you're all over social, but like, where's your best spot?
So lately, I have been putting more of an emphasis on my personal social. And so that is Shannon Close McGill on Facebook, Shan_McGill_ on Instagram. But LinkedIn, my Dyam professional pages, right? You can certainly find me on those as well. And I'm going to be ramping back up my professional social media as we move out of the summer. The summer I've really taken some time off and reevaluated. And so we're moving forward, which is really exciting. But I'm also starting to ramp back up some of those things.
Awesome, Shannon. This has been so much fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And we'll see you on season 3 of the Digital Marketing Dive happening.
Absolutely.
Happening probably in October or November.
Great.
When we can all get, when our heads are down and the sun shines, not beaming down quite as much on us, making us go outside and play. So.
Absolutely. I love it, Seth. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for being on.